there are a lot of reasons some people choose cannabis. Whether you're tapping into your creative side or just trying to relax, the one thing weed won't do is make it any more safe or legal to drive afterwards. It can slow reaction times, for example, and if you thought a few eye drops helped you get away with it, know that people can tell when you've been smoking marijuana, including law enforcement. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high. Get a DUI.
When you share your food, you share your heart. So what's on your table this holiday season? Save on your festive feast at Kroger with delicious deals on all the holiday classics. Or wow the crowd with something new, like a quinoa stuffed butternut squash. It's sure to add a pop of color to your spread. How about a sweet potato casserole with a crunchy oat streusel topping? Made with care for the sweet tooth and the savory tooth. With Kroger, fill your table with love and watch as your guests' hearts get as full as their bellies. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Football on Off the Ball.
It was ferocious, incredible. The intensity from the stands just transmitted itself onto the pitch, and the city couldn't breathe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite.
Yeah! Sorry, the other thing is the Club World Cup, right? The draw is getting made today, later on this evening. DAZN have announced that it's going to be free to air all around the world. They've spent $1 billion to get the rights to the Club World Cup next summer, which is unusual that you would spend that much on a one-off tournament if you don't already have a pre-existing relationship with the tournament. Apparently some of the TV, the big TV rights companies, Sky for example, are like, we don't do this one-off thing except for the Lions. They make an exception for the rugby crowds buying subscriptions for the Lions. But most of the world's more established and profitable streaming services had looked at this and gone, I don't know if this makes that much financial sense. New competition, not that much interest. Very expensive, FIFA. It's going to cost us $1 billion. But apparently, DAZN are going to get investments. They're loss-making. And somebody might come in and offer them some funding to continue. Who do you think it might be? Who is the white knight riding to the rescue of this streaming service that is helping FIFA from being saved from the embarrassment of having nobody show their Jenny Infantino's fever dream? The PIF. Come on down, PIF. Unconnected to this.
They're going Where to is it on?
America? Isn't it? America this time and Saudi next time. I don't think they've got venue secured yet. Or at least they haven't announced it. Maybe tonight when the draw is made, it'll immediately, the computer, the algorithm will spit it out and we'll find out that Chelsea are based in Dallas.
Or Arlington. So stupid.
That's not.
It's so stupid.
It's not. I'm not will you watch it?
No.
You will.
You won't.
You'll be like.
Pre-season.
But it'll be a glorious pre-season.
You won't though. You won't watch those games as is.
Were you not excited when Roy Keane scored twice to win the Club World Cup?
No. Well, I wasn't. But I would suggest that they didn't win the Club World Cup.
They did.
They won the Intercontinental Cup. It was just a one-off game. It was a one-off game.
No, there was a semi-final.
No, that was a one-off game. They lost the Club World Cup in Brazil. They got knocked out of the group.
Well, it was considered the World Cup. The Intercontinental was the Club World Cup. And then they stole the name for the tournament, which is now this thing. Well, were you not excited when Roy Keane was out?
Oh, sorry, there was a Club World Cup as well. That was the one where they went to Brazil. The Intercontinental Cup, I think, was in Tokyo.
That was only invented afterwards. That was the one that they left. They didn't play in the FA Cup. They ruined the FA Cup by withdrawing from the FA Cup to go and play in the Club World Cup. And then did they win that?
No, they got knocked out in the group stage.
By somebody bad?
It was like Vasco da Gama, but like it was whatever it was. I don't know who was. I don't remember the exact nature of it, but it's it's a nonsense. Like it's just, the greed on it is so transparent, and it's just yet more games for these players. Now I know it's not going to be every year, isn't it? I don't know. Is it every 4 years?
I think it's
so. It's just another. It's just that kind of relentlessness of.
I would like to see
12-month calendar.
Boca Juniors versus Real Madrid in a match that matters.
Boca Juniors, with all due respect, are shite.
Well,
and it's not.
But they won't always be shite, though.
But the problem. Well, no, that's the problem. That's the problem with it is when all the best players from these clubs. It's not like before when you had like internationals playing for the clubs in those countries, because now they all just get harvested at such a young age that none of those players are there. When you have someone like, say, Endrick.
Brighton.
But like someone like Endrick, who would have been the exact kind of player you'd see at a competition like that, playing for whomever, and you'd be like, oh my God, this guy, he could, but like, he's already in Real Madrid's system at a ridiculous young age.
Yeah. Look, so it's suboptimal, and it is clearly just designed to make more money for the richest clubs in the world. And, at the same time, it's going to be some good quality football at a time when there isn't any. I don't, like, all this stuff is all bad, and then it happens, and you're like, actually, I'm going to watch that.
Do you have no concern for the well-being of the players? Like, is that being, am I doing too, like...
When you say the well-being of the players...
Yeah.
Tell me what you mean.
Well, take players from... So I think Real Madrid will be there, obviously, City will be there. So take someone from... whoever you want, I don't know, from, we'll have some player that would have played all last season.
Mbappe.
Through the Euros, all next season, through the Club World Cup, all next season, into the World Cup, all next season. So like, there's no time there where you're getting maybe a month off. Where a player, you know what I mean? It's relentless. That's too much.
It is relentless. And you do want the players to feel like they're recharged and fully fit. But it is up to the clubs to manage their assets and give them, like, if you, like, for all the brickbats that get thrown at the IRFU, they do give their players loads of time off. They do manage the minutes of the players. Like, the players and the players' union have, players' union in particular, have been relatively strong on this, but they've done nothing about it. They haven't said, we're going to go on strike to make sure, like, if you managed Real Madrid, you would be taking a periodization approach to this whole thing, going, we want to win the Champions League. We're now not going to win, well, maybe La Liga is just going to be mad this season. They got beaten last night again by Bilbao. You just get the numbers of the minutes and you say, well, this is when you can reach your peak, and manage them, and they have a massive squad.
But could I suggest the following? The only problem with the rugby analogy is that within rugby, you have a case of the hierarchy of importance of games will go Ireland, provincial in Europe, provincial in league. Whereas for, take a Premier League player, there's very little difference between the prestige associated, say, with playing Champions League, Premier League, which altogether, when you add that up, is the guts of, for these top players,
60 games.
Yeah, 60 games a season. And then you factor in international windows where they have to play because they're the most important players for their international team, so they can't take the hit. All of a sudden, you're up to 60-odd games. And then you're going to throw in a summer as well where you're supposed to pretend that this is also important. So all of a sudden, you're up to 70-plus games, no question about it. Not to mention the fact next season, or whenever it kind of falls again, for players now that play, say, I mean, it might be a smaller amount, but you'll have players who play in this in the summer, come back, start their season, then go to AFCON, then come back, then go to the World Cup. The following, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
There are a lot of reasons some people choose cannabis. Whether you're tapping into your creative side or just trying to relax, the one thing weed won't do is make it any more safe or legal to drive afterwards. It can slow reaction times, for example, and if you thought a few eye drops helped you get away with it, know that people can tell when you've been smoking marijuana, including law enforcement. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high. Get a DUI.
It's a mad, mad demands to be putting on players. Where does that stop? It's just a 12 months. It's trying to take over the whole calendar for the whole year.
But they have done that. They have taken over essentially football never sleeps, and it's a massive industry in which the players are being compensated for what they're doing. Now, the fans, on the other hand, fans are being ridden rock solid. Mm.
Saw it last night, kickoff time. But the match going fans, that is.
And the people have to get up early to talk about it. You were really talking about yourself there.
No. I mean, like, if you're a United fan going to Arsenal last night, you're getting in this morning. Yeah. But I suppose the joke is they all live in London. It is true, like, with the... I think you're spot on. Like, we talked about this, right, when the news... Remember, there was about a two-week period and there was high-profile players coming out against the schedule. It was Ruben Diaz, Rodri. Alisson Becker, Rodri.
Yeah.
So I thought, Jesus, maybe it was naive to think at the time. Something might actually change here if these big-name, high-profile people are coming out against the schedule. And we talked with Graham Hunter about it at the time, too. But, of course, that goes quiet, right? And the feeling here is, if this goes ahead next summer, I'm sure it will. There's no reason it won't. So it does happen. If it happens and the tournament is largely fine and nobody really gets injured, there's no big incident, they're going to keep going with this. Yeah. They'll probably introduce another tournament in July. It's like anything in life. It's like the rising cost of living here, right? So it's like if you like buying a coffee every day and it's going up 10 or 20 cents every year, But if you continue to buy that coffee, they're not going to decrease the price ever. You just adapt to your surroundings. And if the players continue to adapt, this is only going one way. Basically, there'll be no real pre-season anymore in terms of how you know it, like the bleep tests going in training behind closed doors. Everything will be public-facing. And also, these top players won't really get an opportunity to hone their skills while they're training because there'll be relentless matches to play instead. So if you're weak on the turn as a centre mid playing at a top club, geez, I could do it working on that. Like, you've F all time to actually do that because you have a match, you have a recovery session, you probably have a light team planning session, and then you have a match again. But if people watch it, if the money is there, and if the players take to the field and play in a reasonably energetic way, they're not going to stop it.
Yeah, and look, you definitely want the best players to be at their fittest for the biggest matches, and that's not the case at the moment because there are too many games. I think that the clubs could manage this much better, and we'll see how well Man City at the end of the season with no points deduction. We'll see what they look like. If this team that played last night largely plays the bulk of the rest of the season, like Doku was sensational last night. I don't know if I just saw the highlights.
He was very good, yeah. But like, you know, last night everyone's kind of flicking over to every game. You can have to pick one game in these situations. But Doku will be good against Nottingham Forest at home. You know what I mean? He's going to be good in games like that.
I think though that he arrived, was brilliant straight away and has been out of the team because of injury and they've missed his pace and energy. And so
he was good at Anfield when he came out, actually.
Exactly.
A bit of energy.
You know, and that was a big game under difficult circumstances. And I think that...
My point there wasn't having a cut at Doku. No. I'm saying players will have a game every so often that are unbelievable against the opposition. And then the overall narrative is, they have Doku now and he's class-like. And that's imagining that it's going to continue like this every game going forward.
But it wasn't just Doku. It was Doku and De Bruyne were back in the team last night and the team looked like it had a much better shape. And okay, they were still coughing up easy chances. So they're not fixed by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm taking the stake slowly out of their heart and the wound is slowly healing.
I'd follow up on that. I have a feeling with actually past experience to go on that they'll go on a little bit of a run here now, City. I wouldn't back against them, say, winning five of the next six to counter their five of the six defeats they just had.